Sharp's Sword by Bernard Cornwell. It bears a subtitle, Richard Sharp and the Salamanca Campaign, June and July 1812. The book bears a dedication, For Peggy Blackburn, with love. And a quotation, A knight errant, to cut a long story short, is beaten up one day and made emperor the next. From Don Quixote by Miguel Cervantes, 1547 to 1615, translated by J. M. Cohen. Part 1, Sunday, June the 14th to Tuesday, June the 23rd, 1812. Prologue. The tall man on horseback was a killer. He was strong, healthy, and ruthless. Some men thought he was young to be a full colonel in Napoleon's Imperial Guard, but no one took advantage of his youth. A single glimpse of his curiously pale eyes, pale-lashed eyes, eyes that gave his strong, handsome face a chill of death, was enough to make men offer respect to Colonel Leroux. Leroux was the Emperor's man. He went where Napoleon sent him, and he performed his master's tasks with skill and pitiless efficiency. Now he was in Spain, sent there by the Emperor himself, and Colonel Leroux had just made a mistake. He knew it. He cursed himself for it. But he was also planning how to escape his self-imposed predicament. He was trapped. He had ridden with a cavalry escort to a miserable village huddled at the edge of the great plains of Leon, and there had found his man, a priest. He had tortured the priest, stripping the skin inch by inch from the living body, and in the end, of course,